Hello, race fans. Welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. If you are in a waiting room and it seems appropriate, tell someone about Disc Golf Daily. That's how we grow. Today, we will go over top cashers, course growth, and PDGA growth. But first, the news. Now let's get to it. Number one news story of the day, UltiWorld posted their top 10 Texas States takeaways. Number one, Annika Sten's first pro win. In Houston, she found another level of play, shooting minus 10, minus 10, minus 9. And interestingly enough, round one was her first ever 1,000-rated round. Round two was her second, and round three was her third. Wow. Number two, Anthony Barella's second win of the year. His putting was solid. The final round turned out to be an incredibly entertaining round. Ezra Aderholt and Gannon Burke kept things close down the stretch, but AB no longer folds. He secured the victory with huge putts on 16 and 17. Number three, Barella versus Burr. So far, this has been the year of Anthony versus Gannon. They occupy the top two spots in the Pro Tour standings. No one else is really close. Neither has missed the top four. AB's average finish is 2.5. Gannon's average finish is 2.75. Are they the new Calvin? Number four, Ezra Aderholt. Aderholt has strong starts in years past. Hopefully this was not a pop-off tournament, but a he's back one. At times it really felt like he could not miss from 35 feet. If he keeps that up, he's got a good shot at Jonesboro and Nashville. Number five, unique FPO winners. Yes, we've all heard this stat. However, UltiWorld uncovered something super fun. All of our five FPO winners were born in five different countries: Finland, Estonia, Laos, United States, and Norway. Anybody up for Canada? Number six, shout out to 18-year-old Emily Weatherman with her season-best finish. She tied for eighth at a Pro Tour event. Welcome to the top 10, Emily. Number seven, Pro Tour standings. The stuff that stands out, the youth movement is not slowing down on the men's side. Barella, Burr, Klein, and Antela hold the top four spots. None of them have missed the top 10 yet. Oh, that's not true. Oh, Barella, Burr, and Klein have not missed the top 10 yet. Ezra Robinson leads the Ezras and the Robinsons. And six of the top 14 FPO players are European. Injury report. Let's hope Calvin gets his sidearm back. Kristen is still able to do Kristen things. Sarah Hokum could barely walk and gets foot surgery on Earth Day, April 22nd. Paige went to a music festival. And Eagle McMahon is signed up for the Music City Open. Are we about to see the debut of MVP Eagle? Our number two news story of the day. Disc Golf Uganda sets attendance record. Disc Golf Uganda hosted the Green Zone Disc Golf Championship last month. The course is located just outside Kampala. It is a central location for travel within the country. That's one of the reasons the Paul Macbeth Foundation, Ledgestone, and the PDGA decided to install this first ever 18-hole course in Uganda, right there in the Green Zone. At the time, the Paul Macbeth Foundation foresaw the central location of this course, affectionately known as the Green Zone, would one day facilitate tournaments attracting players of all ages, genders, and socioeconomic backgrounds. The proof is in the pudding. The event drew 116 players, including significant participation from women and juniors. In fact, 88 juniors and 50 women played. Notably, the FJ18 division, that's juniors, women, junior girls, 18 and under, had 28 competitors, and the junior boys, 18 and under, had 20 competitors. Amazing. We are now focusing our, this is Muanguzi, who was the tournament director, I'm presuming. We are now focusing our efforts on Western Uganda, where we aim to introduce disc golf in 10 districts in schools, communities, and universities from April 8th to 12th. At Disc Golf Uganda, we believe that through partnerships, we can elevate the sport to greater heights, allowing us to celebrate our achievements together across the country and around the world. Hallelujah, Hollywood. Thank you very much, Disc Golf Uganda. Our number three news story of the day, disc golf more of a challenge than I thought. Dennis House, sports editor for the Sentinel Echo, played disc golf over Easter weekend. That may not seem like a lot, but he says this to start the article. Now, the list of sports I have played is long, everything from baseball to table tennis and in between. But there are a few that I haven't had the chance to try. Cricket, lacrosse, curling, highlie, log rolling, jiggly ball, and he says, okay, that is made up from scrubs, and disc golf. Whoops, he can scratch that last one off the list. A friend who was in town for the Easter weekend invited him to play. It was fun reading his trials and tribulations as he tried to relearn how to throw frisbees or golf discs. He also mentions that he only threw his driver the entire round. He explains how to throw and how, on their nine-hole course, he shot just three over on holes 7, 8, and 9. They decided to play a second nine, and he actually beat his friend. He closes the article with, quote, "But I have to admit, disc golf was pretty fun. I was a little out of shape having to walk up and down several inclines, so I was sucking wind by the final four or so holes, and I started to wear a blister on one of my fingers on the hand I threw with. But I hung tough and in the end came out the winner. Barely." If you want to try something different, give disc golf a try. The only cost is buying the discs, and they aren't that expensive. Also, if you're at Miller Park and you find a pink disc, give me a call here at the paper. I'll make sure it gets back to its owner. This is a great article. A sports editor from a newspaper says, I'm going to go out and play disc golf, and lo and behold, it's a pretty fun game. Thank you, Dennis, for sharing your experience. All right, time to get into the numbers. PDGA top cash earners so far on the men's side, Anthony Barella with $30,000, averaging over $3,300 per event. He's had 9 events so far. Gannon Burr, just under $29,000, so he's about $1,100 behind. He's only had 8 events, though. He's averaging $3,600 an event. And Nicholas Antola has $18,893, almost $19,000 at 5 events. He actually has the highest men's average of those three, $3,700 average per event. On the women's side, Owen Scoggins leads the cash race with $21,000 so far this year, averaging over $2,300 per event. Missy Gannon is in second, just over $19,000, but she's only had 3 events. Is that right? $6,400 average. I might have to check that. Kristen Tatar, $17,800 puts her in third place so far through 4 events, averaging almost $4,500 per event. If we compare the top 20 PDGA earners from 2023 at this point to 2024 at this point, well, we've had 5 events versus 4 last year because U.S. Women's jumped in there, but it's still pretty fun to look at. At this point in 2023, $139,000 had been earned by the top 20 earners. At this point in 2024, $266,000. Even adjusting for the fact that it's 5 events versus 4, it's over a 70% payout growth. Fantastic. And I love the smell of course growth in the spring. 21 new courses over the last week. That's 3 courses a day. Just 2 off the best we've done all year. So last week there were 15,318 courses. This week, 15,339 courses. We're averaging, over the course of the year, we're averaging almost 2.5 courses a day. At the end of the year, we should have 15,988 courses. Let's just call it 16,000, shall we? Estimating we should have about 900 new courses this year on the current pace. I believe in the spring, summer, and fall, though, we are going to start kicking that number's butt. All right, we got 10 new courses in the U.S., 4 in Germany, 2 in Sweden, 1 in Norway, 1 in Czechia, 1 in Denmark, France, Lithuania, the Netherlands, and Colombia. Actually, 10 countries with new courses is the most we've ever had also this year. Keep on growing. And speaking of growing, the PDGA approval growth, this is the number of discs and baskets that have been approved 2023 relative to 2024. Last year at this time, 105 discs and baskets had been approved. This year, 51. Oof. That's basically half. So PDGA approval growth is not kicking butt. PDGA event growth is basically flat. 1,987 events versus 1,956. The one sad thing about this right now is we're running about 25%. And okay, let me caveat this. This number is fuzzy. I'm doing some serious curve fitting here, but it looks like we're running about 25% behind in the attendance at events. So while we have the same number of events, we're actually running behind in attendance. And that brings us to our last statistic, PDGA membership growth. Current PDGA members, 96,827. Estimated total members by at the end of the year, 133,076. And just a little note, thank goodness you are listening to today's podcast. I found an error in last week's calculations. We had said we were shrinking by about 1%. We're actually currently shrinking by about 2.5%. Our goal is flat growth, so we've got a little ground to make up. Current highest PDGA number, it is crazy how big these numbers are, 283,865. New members in 2024 so far this year, 7,789. I'm guessing by the end of the year, we will have about 21,000 new members in 2024. And that does it for us today. Thank you all for listening. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap. Yeah.